was fantastic. It went really well. You know, in terms of the way the players embraced it, they loved it. They understand it's not an AFL venue, and they were much appreciated of all the facilities. They loved the ground, and a good crowd. Good crowd turned up, and the weather was fantastic.
I nearly needed some wipers on my sunglasses. I'd sweat pouring off my forehead.
Oh, so did I. It was hot, wasn't it? And it wouldn't blow. There was no wind, and it was just a great afternoon, wasn't it, really? Hopefully we can get people to come and play again, come again.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I think they played, 20 years ago was the last AFL game in Devonport, is that right?
Yes, we don't want to leave it that long.
No, and obviously the support's there. I mean, you drew the crowd.
Oh, people are keen, and particularly, down here, some people can travel, but a lot of people can't.
Mm.
So just to be to this area, you know, to Lonnie and Hobart is just too far for some people. And playing at Devonport, which is, you know, obviously the third biggest city in Tassie, they've got a good audience here, and people loved it. They were prepared to turn out, and I think just all the organisation would be a bit better prepared, and it wouldn't be so stressful next time.
Yeah, well, and there would have been a bit of a buzz around the club having such big teams play.
Oh, yeah, a lot of excitement. Although, you know, lots of the players, of course, had to be, had to be fairly careful of how they mixed, and that's why, unfortunately, they couldn't actually get out and, do too much with the crowd, etc.
Yeah.
But it was just good, you know, like Damien Hardwick, he was just, you know, I know they came in the memorabilia room in Devonport there, and they just came in, they loved it. They sat down. I showed him the drawer that all the clippings on Richo was in. He said, "You want to see a young Matthew Richardson?"
Yeah.
He laughed. So they looked in there, but they were very appreciative of coming in our footy club. They love the new change rooms. We've been working pretty hard at getting a big redevelopment of all our home rooms and away rooms. So. Yeah, AFL, extremely impressed. Big tick
for
there.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I must admit, I got the goosebumps when the Virgin Airlines plane flew over Devonport. We don't see that at all. So when a Virgin 737 flew into Devonport, I thought, hello, the boys are here.
Yes. Well, in our early discussions, you know, it was really quite funny. We're talking about, they didn't even know there was an airport there.
Right.
You know, and they said, oh, yes, now, we'll fly in. How long will it take to get from Launceston down to here? I said, why would you bother? Why don't you come into Devonport? Because I know they do fly with Virgin. How will we do that? I said, no, we know someone who owns the Tasport, don't it? We can get that sorted. Really? So, yeah, no worries. It was all sorted. Thanks to
Tassport,
and everything was good.
And we can't forget why the event was held either.
No. The people that I spoke with from Hillcrest on the day, they were much appreciative. They loved it. They loved the opportunity to be there. Some of the kids even got, additional opportunities, like tossing the coin and, you know, all that stuff. And but the families and the kids were really happy, the ones that I spoke to. Mind you, I didn't speak with all of them. There was too many people there.
Yeah.
But the ones that I spoke with, they were very appreciative of everything that had gone on. And I think the fact that they just sort of realised that everyone in the community is trying to do something, and this is one way they can come along and sort of show their support. And I think some of them would look up and say, crikey, there's a lot of people here, and, you know, they're coming here for the right reasons to support us and, stand by us at this time. So, yeah, that's a really good thing.
No, well done for getting such a big event off the ground. And here's to many more in the future. Jared Ennis, thank you for your time this afternoon.
No worries, Lee. Thanks a lot. And go Pies.
Good on you, mate. See ya.